We Americans manage racism agilely. We manage racism daily. We hide it. We placate its evidence and its consequences. We try, even after the events of the last year, to deny its magnitude. Meanwhile, racism is manifest at the very heart of this nation's ideological formations. It is institutional, transhistorical, and omnipresent. It is perpetrated in overtly violent and microaggressive acts at every level of our society. It creates odious economic and political disparities that all Americans live. Racism is not a mental illness. Racism is our national pathology. This pathology makes tanks on the streets of Ferguson, Missouri possible, as well as Rachel Dolezal's desperate racial masquerade. The murders at the Emmanuel African Methodist Episcopal Church in Charleston, contrary to the talking heads, are believable. 9 Black people were slaughtered at a prayer meeting. Believe it. I understand the families have forgiven this man publicly for these murders. We are blessed by their example. But racism is the thing. Let us not move too quickly through acceptance to forgiveness. I ask that you linger a while on these grim events. Let your heart be affected by the child's trauma who witnessed the horror, the screams, the blood and bone fragments in the pews. Don't wait for the next meeting or forum on race. Don't retreat into apathetic American sorrow. To do so is to accept no end to our condition and to relinquish our humanity. Claims, "I'm not a racist and I don't see color," are not acceptable. If you love this country, love it enough to take responsibility for how we all wear the shame of racism and how we all share its tragic consequences. You may deny your racial bias, but I assure you, it is there. The first step is admitting this to yourself. Educate yourself on this country's past and present systems of oppression. Learn how privilege and structural oppression function. Take a stand against racial hatred. There are opportunities for this every day. Challenge yourself, your friends, and your family to own and extinguish this part of our uniquely American character. That is my hope for you this Independence Day.